It's Erev Yom Kippur, and I was debating whether to do a podcast or not. It's a busy day for everybody, a busy day to teach, a busy day to learn. Who has time, Erev Yom Kippur? But then I opened up Perek Hey, Mishnah Chafav, today's Mishnah. I said, unbelievable. It's Mamish and Mishnah for Erev Yom Kippurim. The Mishnah teaches, Kol HaMezakes HaRabim, Ein Chet Bo Al Yodo. Whoever leads the community, whoever is a community-minded person, such a person will have no sin come into his hand. V'chol ha-machti ha-sarabim, and anybody who leads the community into sin, in maspikin biyadol asos tshuva, will have no opportunity to succeed in his repentance. And this Mishnah certainly is a critical Mishnah as we enter the Yom HaDin, Yom HaGadol V'Anora Machar Yiyah Ha'os HaZeh. Yisrael Salanter often would refer to this Mishnah in the Imei HaTshuva and often noted that a person who wants to be Zoche B'din, a person wants an Eitzah, a idea, an avenue to succeed, to be Zoche B'din, he said you have to be an Ish HaRabim Tzrichim Lo. You have to be a person who the community needs, a community-minded person, because such a person will receive a positive din on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down at that person and says, ah, this person, he's so involved in people. He's so involved in the community. He's so involved in the schools. He's so involved in the shuls. He's so involved in the yeshivas. We need this person. I can't take him. I need him here. I need him to help his family. I need him to help his community. I need him to help the larger, the broader community. I need him to help Klal Yisrael. Such a person, says Rabbi Yisrael, is referred to as an Ish HaRabim Tzrichim Lo, a person who the community reads. He's a Mezak Es HaRabim. He's a person who inspires his community, and such a person who the community needs, says the Mishnah, in Chet Ba Al Yad, will never, ever, whatsoever sin. Rabbi Yisrael continued and said, that's the pshat in what we say, Zachreinu l'chayim, melech chofetz b'chayim, kosveinu b'sefer achayim, l'mancha elokim chayim, somebody who leads their life, l'mancha elokim chayim, for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and brings other people into your sphere, into the orbit of the Borei Olam, such a person HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs, and in ched ba'al yado. But ipso facto, the opposite, says Rabbi Yisrael, a person who's machti asaram, a person who causes others to sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't tolerate this person. He's a mesis, he's a mediach, and I will cut this person off. And if you look, of course, in the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, the Mehadin, all of the tefillos are Balashin Rabbim, looking Avinu Malkeinu, Chatanu Lefanecha, Zachreinu Lechayim. Remember all of us for life. Uksov Lechayim Tovim Kol B'nei Brisecha. All of the tefillos of the Yomin Ram are Balashin Rabbim, Mi Chamocha Av Harachim, Zoche Yitzurav Lechayim Barachim. Remember us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all Klal Yisrael, because we're never alone. We can never be looked as independents. And thus, Leil Yom HaKippurim, when we come to Kol Nidre, we ask for HaTorah to be mat mispalel im havaryonim, to daven with the sinners, because we're not alone. We want to be with the people to inspire them, to be mezake them, to turn the community to righteous. So we daven with the chotim, with the sinners, because we have the opportunity to be mezake as the rabbim, to lead the community in the right direction. If you look in the klalos that we read prior to Rosh Hashanah, all of them are written b'lashon rabim. All of them are written in the plural. And for that reason, says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, what we're guaranteed, it's certain, it's positive that there'll be a Yeshua, because when Klal Yisrael together, even the most difficult times and the most challenging times, Klal Yisrael will succeed and will be able to move forward. In the Haftarah that we read, Parshas Vayera, the Isha Shunamis, she has a very difficult situation. She struggles, and she sees the great Navi, the Navi Elisha, and his apprentice, Gehazi. And she's so good to the Navi Elisha, she sets up a home, she sets up a house. Alias Kir Kitana sets up a studio apartment for the prophet Elisha, who travels to the city of Shunam. And the Gehazi and Elisha ask the Isha Shunamis, what can we do for you? How can we help you? You've been so good to us. And she answers famously, Besoch Ami Anochi Oshavas, don't look at me independently. I want to be with my people. I want to be a community-minded person. Don't just look at me to help me specifically. I don't want that unique status. I don't want that help necessarily. Besoch Ami Anochi Oshavas, I want to be with my people, I'm a people-minded person. And Meforshim on this Mishnah say that there's another way to translate the word chet. Kol mezakes harabim ein chet ba'al yado. Rashi in Chumash translates chet, sin, as chaser. Something is missing. Kol mezakes harabim ein chisaron ba'al yado. Anybody who helps the community, you will never be lacking, you'll never be missing anything. Often a person thinks that if I get so involved in communal work, I get so involved in the community, I have no time for myself. Says the Mishnah, just the opposite. Kol mezakes harabim. Anybody who's involved with the community, ein chisaron bal yado. You won't lose out. You'll have everything that you need. HaKadosh Baruch will give you the time. HaKadosh Baruch will give you the energy. HaKadosh Baruch will give you the financial ability. He'll give you the strength and the fortitude to be able to accomplish a ton and more. Ein chet bal yado. You'll never lose from helping people. You'll never lose from being a community-minded person. And thus, every single Shabbos we bless and we bench those who are involved in communal work. Kol mi she'oskim b'tzorchei tzibur be'emuna. Anybody who is involved b'tzorchei tzibur in communal actions be'emuna, honestly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the bracha, Yishalim secharam v'yasim hem kol machala v'yirpa l'chol gufam v'yislach l'chol avon. We give a special bracha to those people who work with the tzibur, who work with the community, because a community-minded person, community-minded people are deserving of their own bracha. Ein chet bal yado. They'll never lose. They'll never have any chisaron. As Reb Chaim Volozhiner famously said, his son quotes him in his introduction to his work, Nefesh Achayim v'kohaya debar elai tamid. My father, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, would always tell me, Shizeh kol ha'odim, do you know what the purpose of man is? Lo la'atzmo nivra. We are not created for ourselves. Rak lahoil la'achrini k'chol ha'shayimtza b'kocho lasos. Whatever we can do to help another Jew, whatever we can do to help another fellow, anything that is within our reach, that's what we should do. Shizeh kol ha'odim. That is the entirety. That is the purpose of man. And thus, that's the Mishnah. Kol ha'mezakeh sarabim. Anybody who helps the community, anybody who gets involved in helping others, ein chet ba'al yado, will never have any sin come into his hand. And not only is it true hashkafically, not only is it true as the Mishnah states, but there's an added bonus. There's a very great joy that a person has when he works for the community. There's an incredible benefit. There's an incredible joy that a person has when he's able to help others. He's able to help his shul, the local yeshivas, the local schools, and whatever the different organizations, whether they're Bikur Cholims, whether it's a Chevra Kadisha. When you're involved in helping others, there's a benefit that a person has. The house is different. The person becomes different. And the entire individual really changes their whole attitude in what terms of what they do. Thus, this mission is teaching us the critical role of becoming part and parcel of the people. And we all know that we're involved in the tzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu scoops us up as part of the tzibur. And the tzibur is always guaranteed a future. The community, Klal Yisrael, always knows that there's going to be lehaba, there's always going to be a future. And therefore, the simcha that a person has being involved in communal work is a simcha because there is really a benefit, a singular benefit, because when I help others, I'm part of the community. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the community will always be helped, the community will never lose. As opposed to an individual, there are no guarantees for the individual. So whatever we can do to inspire others, to uplift others, to teach others Torah, to teach others the way to act with kindness, with goodness, to get involved in communal work, that is our calling, that's what we should do. And as we read this Mishnah, may we be zocha to always be involved, to help others, to act properly, and to continue to go on the path, as Chazal say, kol mezakeh es harabim ein chet ba al yado.